Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. We have a guest who's been on the show before, and we haven't talked to him in a while, so I'm really excited to talk with him about what's going on at the Livonia Chamber. Recently, they announced the stickers to highlight inclusive-minded businesses in an effort to promote Livonia as an inclusive business community. The Livonia Chamber of Commerce will begin distributing We Welcome Everybody stickers for local businesses to display on their office and store doors. To talk with us about that is President and of the Livonia Chamber of Commerce, Dan West. Dan, how are you?
Hi, Vanessa. Thanks for having me back on.
So tell us how this came about, Dan, this new initiative, this new campaign.
Our chamber has really, and our board has really explored the issues of diversity and inclusion really back to 2016, realizing that more welcoming, more aware of other cultures, other thoughts and stuff like that, just trying to be better engaging with people. And it led to us doing diversity and inclusion efforts. And out of that, I've heard from a lot of business owners that says, Dan, I mean, I know some people come in and they're, we welcome everybody. We're, Livonia has had some issues in the past with how it's perceived, particularly in the areas of race. And we've recognized past history. But really, we have a very diverse collection of business owners in Livonia, and they want to make it clear that we serve anybody. We want to provide the best goods and services and products that we can to anybody. And the sticker is designed to do that, but we're tying it to making some effort to be involved in their diversity and inclusion programming. And so that's kind of how this all evolved. And we're tying the sticker. The first round of stickers that will go out will be this month, September. On Thursday, September 22nd, Madonna University, we're doing our annual diversity and inclusion experience program. A two-hour workshop led by Dr. Lee Meadows, who's a well-regarded leadership, human resources, and diversity coach and speaker and author and former college professor. And he's going to talk about how diversity and inclusion kind of evolved as a discipline in education and business, and how it creates belonging. And so that's what really this is all about, trying to loop all these efforts together.
You know, Dan, having served on the Livonia Chamber of Commerce board myself, one of the things that did impress me is the diversity of the board. Mm-hmm. People from different ethnic groups, female, male, business owners, executives. I mean, it's a very diverse group of board members, which is great because you get input from people coming from different backgrounds, which really trickles down to how the programs that you offer at the chamber.
I mean, and Vanessa, and I definitely appreciate your 6 years of service on our board, and your input was very helpful to this. If you look at it, when there's different ideas, different observations, there are people that tend to be scared or fear what's going on. So sometimes they'll, a lot of the people, why people are kind of like resistant to talk to somebody that they're not used to or shying away from is because they don't know. There's a fear and anxiety with it. When you bring a different collection of people, different ages, cultures, backgrounds, experiences together, and you come from a mindset of, hey, I'm curious. I want to take, tell me your story. One, it allows you to connect with people. And two, you get to realize that, okay, this person may be of color. This person may be of a different experience or grew up in a different part of the world than me, but they're a human being that has a family and has goals in their life like anybody else. And really, the goal is to break down those labels, break down those titles that you put in the way, and just get to recognize a person for what they are. And that we've kind of learned that with our board, and our business community is taking strides as we go along to do that.
You know, Dan, I learned a long time ago what you just said, to ask questions and learn about people. I had two really profound experiences in my own life. I'll share really quickly. When I was in college, as a journalist such as yourself, we both have journalism backgrounds, I remember a professor asking us to write down the first three things that we think of when we hear the word Chaldean or Arab American. And out of a class of, 15 or 20, I think I was the only one that had anything positive to say. Every comment, it was done anonymously, so there are no names attached, but he read the comments out loud, and they were all negative. And I immediately took offense and I raised my hand and I said, how many of you know a Chaldean or Arab American personally? Like, you know, personally. And the only thing anybody said was, well, the guy at the corner store, I think he's something. He doesn't speak English very well. And nobody had any personal relationships with anybody from the Middle East. And they had all these beliefs about a community they knew nothing really about. And then fast forward, when I became a reporter full-time at WJR, I became quick friends with Lloyd Jackson. And I remember, you know, he's an African-American and we constantly compare our families. And we had so much more in common from the ethnic groups, the Black community, the Chaldean community, that we would laugh. It was like, oh my gosh, you know, no, our community does this, you know, the same way. And we would joke. Once you sit down and start talking to people, Dan, it's amazing what you can actually learn.
I mean, and really, if you look at the core of our diversity and inclusion discussions, it's you don't judge, you don't assume, and realize that understanding starts with asking questions. Like, yeah. Vanessa, you know, you and I have been friends for a number of years, and I don't view you as my Chaldean friend. You're Vanessa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your Chaldean culture and heritage is a big part of what you are, but sure. But you're Vanessa.
Yeah.
And I know your family and I know a lot of your interests, and it is you, the person, more. And as you get, and as people start to not shy away from people that don't maybe look and think and act like their own and start to connect with them, you're going to find we have a lot more in common than that.
Yeah. So what are the logistics down for us, Dan? How does this work? People listening and they have a Livonia business. How do they go about doing this and getting a sticker?
Well, this event we're doing on September 22nd is our annual diversity and inclusion experience, our annual educational program on diversity and inclusion. It'll lead to breakout sessions. And it's taking place at Madonna. That's $40 a person to go to. It's a breakfast event. We have over 100 people registered so far. And you can register at livonia.org, our website, the Livonia Chamber of Commerce website. And just as a reminder, we are a nonpartisan, nonprofit trade organization that supports 960 members in and around Livonia. So we have quite a diverse reach and quite an expansive reach ourselves with what we've done here in Livonia. But also, Vanessa, this year, we've done 3 inclusion roundtables where for a lot of people who have gone to diversity and inclusion workshops, you go to a 2-4 hour, maybe full day workshop, and you're all motivated and inspired about, hey, how can I connect better with people and how can I engage in better conversations and expand my network and all this. And then you really don't get more of a focused environment to practice it. So the chamber this year has done 3 inclusion roundtables. They're free. And we've had about 35, 40 people show up to the first couple. And we have a quick little discussion on something in the workplace about, for example, we had 2 millennial minority women speak about their experience and how they took the opportunities they had to share maybe some things that, you know, some assumptive or some judgy comments were made and how they can be educational moments. And we do this in a very laid back environment. They share their experiences. We break up into round table discussions. We talk about how we can bring this discussion and be more constructive and helpful in roundtable discussions at work, in your community groups, your church groups, what have you. So we've done that. So you got 4 opportunities. If you go to any of our programs, you get to take a sticker home with you or a couple to play in your, to display in your store or your office or your restaurant.
We're talking with Dan West, president of the Livonia Chamber of Commerce. They have a new initiative, Stickers to Highlight Inclusive-Minded Businesses. They have an event coming up Thursday, September 22nd at Madonna University. All are welcome. It's a morning breakfast, and you can go to livonia.org to register. It's a great networking event, and I'm going to tell you from personal experience, Livonia does a fabulous job in networking. And I'll be honest with you, Dan, I can't tell you how much I miss that. During the pandemic, I really missed it. And I'm like now getting back into it, networking again. I'm so excited about the Livonia Chamber events because you guys put on such fabulous events. So how is it for the chamber moving past COVID? It's like, it seems to be going really well from my viewpoint.
Well, Vanessa, you reflect the opinions of a lot of people. They miss people. And I think one of my biggest takeaways from the pandemic is that we need each other. When you're in your home and God bless the news media, but when you're just watching a lot of the panic that's portrayed all the time in the news media, you're going to get into a dark place. And I think we're seeing the results of that. And I think, and this comes back to diversity and inclusion. It's like, hey, we all need each other. We all are dealing with things in our lives. And, you know, just take the time that part of our humanity is recognizing that there's some things in our lives that we're that are going good and some that aren't doing so good. And don't judge with that. Just be listen, be empathetic. And I think that empathy leads to connections, which is not only good for your soul, but it's also good for building a business network.
Yeah.
And so for us as a chamber, we were very limited what we could do in 2020. We did a lot of 20 person outdoor events that we could. I remember doing an outdoor event in November where it was 60 degrees out just because there were people that wanted to talk. There were some people that didn't, and that's fine. People did what they were comfortable doing, but we always had a core of people that wanted to stay engaged. And I think their soul and their mind and their well-being counted on that. It wasn't just for business, but it was for their own well-being. So we did all that we could within the confines of the restrictions, which was appropriate to keep people connected the best we could. And then really the second half last year, we were able to get back to a lot of our signature events, getting people together. Mostly this year, Vanessa, we've had our attendance back to where it was pre-pandemic. There's still some people shying away, but you know, everyone's going to get back to it at their own pace, and we respect that.
Dan, what else do you have coming up in, you know, in addition to this new initiative and this event, September 22nd, what does the fall and the winter and the end of the year look like for the Livonia Chamber as you head into 2023?
Actually, this upcoming Saturday, September 17th, we have our Love Livonia party. It's kind of like our end of summer party out at the park next to Eddie Edgar Ice Arena. We've got two live bands. It's a 21 and older only crowd. So we'll have beer and wine service. We'll have food trucks. It's a chance to see your friends and neighbors at a fun outdoor event one more time before the summer. Then on October 4th, Tuesday, we have our annual Western Wayne Business Leadership Banquet. We already have over 325 people registered for that. We're going to have a discussion about workforce led by the three community college presidents. Chancellor Ivory from Wayne County Community College, President Calyvana from Henry Ford College, and then President Cerny from Schoolcraft College. They're going to discuss about what community colleges, which are very nimble, are adjusting to workforce needs and connect them to businesses because businesses are looking for talent. So yeah, that's our big event in that one. And then later in October, on October 20th, we have our annual business breakfast roundtable. Nolan Finley, Chad Livengood are coming back, and we'll talk about the upcoming governor's race, what the business climate's like, and what's going on with policy to support our business community and in the communities in and around Livonia and Western Wayne County.
So is all of this at livonia.org, Dan, yep, to find out more. And then if people want to become a member, you don't have to have a business or live in Livonia, right? You just can want to network with Livonia Chamber.
We say anyone who wants to network with the Livonia business community, and it's really simple, Vanessa. So the only people that care about municipal boundaries are tax collectors and politicians. People spend their money where they want to spend their money, and a road or a municipal border won't deal with that. So we try the best we can. We have Livonia, 15% of our membership, Vanessa, is not based in Livonia, but they want to engage and they find value in being a part of our business community. So, but at the same time, we partner with local chambers all the time. We just did a networking event last week with the Plymouth and Northville Chamber at One Under here in Livonia, had 120 people show up for that. And we're just trying to give our members as many experiences and as many opportunities to meet new people as we can.
So Dan, what does 2023 look like? What, you know, doing anything differently, or how are you heading into the new year?
Well, we're definitely looking forward to continuing our signature events, our home show, our leadership in a awards event, our golf outing, the Western Wayne Banquet for sure. Also, in December, we do a Night of Lights program, which our Greenmead Historic Village is all decorated. That was a new thing we did last year. So Santa, we have a hospitality tent, we have outdoor games. It's an outdoor family event at Greenmead, our historic village at 8 Mile and Newburgh. We did that in December. We're looking to continue to grow that each and every year. But, you know, Vanessa, one thing COVID has challenged us to do is that generally we've been a business-to-business operation. You know, we're trying to create events for our business owners to connect to other business owners. But what we've learned is that there's a value in connecting our businesses to the community. So when I talk about the Love Livonia party that we're doing later this month, and then the Night of Lights program, those are to the general public. That's to our families and our friends and our neighbors and their new community experiences. And, you know, also being challenged to do things outdoors has added to that. One thing we've done the last couple of years as well, we did it in 2020, is outdoor networking events. Any restaurant or shop that has a patio, we would gather there for a networking event, because there are people that are still only comfortable going to patio events. So we continue to be dynamic. You know, Vanessa, you're aware of this, the business world always adapts to what's going on, and it's been no different.
Yeah. You're right. The business world, you know, and that's one thing you do learn as a business owner, and I'm sure you've seen this with your members, Dan, they do have to adapt and reinvent themselves and get their pulse of where their particular industry is going, where the economy's going. And, you know, there's a debate whether we're in a recession or not, but we definitely have inflation issues. And so there's adjustments. We've had supply chain issues, and we know there's adjustments. And so one thing I love about the being involved in a chamber is that you learn a lot from other businesses, even if you're not in the same industry.
Well, the one thing, you know, you talk about supply chain, inflation, availability of products. I mean, there are a lot of restaurant owners that typically would have products delivered to them, but because of worker shortages, the restaurant owner is already shorthanded staff. They would have to go and physically get their food, pay two and three times the price they'd paid before, and then bring it back. I mean, analyzing what a restaurant has been through the last 2 years has been, it's been tough to hear, and you feel for these people because they are a place that gathers people, brings people together. Yeah. It's been so tough for them to do their job. And the service industry continues to try to find workers that now, you know, that not only willing to work, but to show up on time and show up consistently. And, you know, the work ethic continues to be challenging for some of the people working at these restaurants. So that will, I think, continue to be an issue going forward, is just getting people back to work and, you know, appreciating being with each other. And, you know, you're seeing more and more discussions, Vanessa, about people going back to work in the office. I think that's going to be more and more, I think, encouraged in 2023. And it's this simple. People want the culture and the collaboration and the connections that are made by seeing each other face to face on a consistent basis. And, you know, working flexibility. And I think there's always, managers should always find ways to be flexible and adaptive to, you know, people got families and lives to live and stuff like that. But there's no doubt that work is better done when you're working together as a team and having that regular interaction with each other.
You know, one of the things that I said for Dan too, and I've spoken to people about this, is that there's value in the impromptu meeting. There's value in the water cooler conversations. I can't tell you how many times where I was, you know, I've been working on my own for a long time because I have my own company, but when I was working in the workforce full-time and either in the media or in county government, I can't tell you how many meetings we would have just impromptu in the hallway and saying, hey, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Like, we just have a conversation and it would prompt something great coming out of it.
Well, Vanessa, you and I are Generation Xers. We're getting older. We're starting to forget things a little bit more. Yeah. And there are times where I'll pass somebody in the hallway and go, oh yeah, I got to ask you about that. Whereas if we're exclusively virtual, I have to remember that, write that down, what have you.
Yeah.
I see the person, it organically happens. I get the reminder. And then I know that I went home that night and realizing that I had these conversations I had to have. But another thing, Vanessa, about the in-person interactions is body language reads. Going back to, you know, inclusion and awareness and how it creates belongingness, you know, anyone can display what they want on a Zoom call or on a FaceTime call or some sort of electronic conversation. But when you see the body language, when you talk to the person, you start to read, oh, there's more that I either need to explain or I need to follow up on, or maybe they disagree with me. And you can immediately deal with that. It's really hard to pick up on that body language when it's done virtually. And that's very much an important part of culture and collaboration and connection.
Yeah, that's so true. Dan, for people listening who are either starting a new business or got a new job, never joined a chamber before, what would you say the greatest benefits are of being part of a Livonia Chamber?
We do enable you to get connected to the community, connected to resources, and connected to other people. I don't care what industry you are in, what your job title is, your job is to speak on behalf of the organization you represent. So if you are an accountant that is in the office all day crunching numbers and stuff like that, when you're out and about in the public, you still should be speaking about the organization you represent, not thinking that, oh, I just do numbers, I don't need to sell the company or something like that. We all need to sell our organizations. But and well, how you do that is through the interactions you have with one another. Don't hard sell people when you meet them. Try to connect with them, again, with the humanity of them. You know, tell me about, you know, what's keeping you up at night, you know, what's your family life, what your hobbies like. Get to know the person individually. Don't go to a networking event thinking you're going to get a business deal that first time out. Build the relationships, collect business cards, connect with them on Facebook, connect with them on Twitter, send a follow-up email, and then you'll see them a couple times at a series of chamber events through the course of the year. Then they're going to simply say, hey, that Vanessa, I know she does media work and stuff like that. I have somebody looking for you, and you become top of mind. And that's, it's a process. There's no quick, easy way to build a brand or build a business. There's a grind to it. It's hard work. It's methodical. But in the end, people do business with people, not a company. You know, Vanessa, you're not your company. You're Vanessa to me. Okay.
Yeah.
And I would like to think, as much as I promote the Livonia Chamber of Commerce, I treasure the relationships I have with people. And so with banks, you know, you deal with your banker. You don't necessarily deal with PNC Bank or Bank of America or the credit union.
That's true.
You deal with the person because you have a relationship with them.
Same with a realtor. Same with a realtor. You're so right about that, Dan. That's why we really focus on connecting, communicating, collaborating here on It's Your Community, because that's exactly what this is all about. To build relationships, you have to connect with people. You have to communicate with people. Collaboration is a really great way to reach out and collaborate and find new ways to work on a common goal together. So that's what I love about the chambers, is that it puts you in front of people you normally would not be able to meet and talk about common issues and finding common ground. And you're right, it takes time. It's building relationships. Just recently, Dan, I won't get into the names, but we had this longtime supply house we dealt with in my husband's business. And we dealt with them. They were a good company, but we dealt with them mostly because my husband loved the sales guy. Well, he retired and now he's kind of working with another business more because he ended up loving this new sales guy. It's the personal connection, you know, and they both can supply my husband's company the same stuff, but it's that personal connection that really drives that sale home.
And Vanessa, we've obviously, when you look at what's been done socially the last 2.5 years with the response to the pandemic, the evolution of social media the last decade plus. For people that think they can do all their business on social media, I strongly disagree. Social media can be a tool. For me, if I meet somebody a couple times at networking events, I Facebook friend them, and I look on social media, they post about their kid, a trip they went on, or some experience in their life. That gives me something to talk about them in person next time I see them. So it's a tool. But make no bones about it. The more connections you make with people, a lot of your anxieties and fears will subside. As you get to know people, connect with people, you feel better about yourself. You feel better about connecting with others. And to me, I believe a lot of the division and frustrations that people are feeling in the world today can be remedied one relationship at a time.
And you're right. That's a whole nother discussion, Dan, about the reason we have so much divisiveness is because people are communicating only on social media and we're losing that body language, that connection. And there's so much divide. There's actually a documentary on Social Dilemma that talks about that divide, but that's a whole nother conversation. Yes. Dan West is who we're talking to here on It's Your Community, the president of the Livonia Chamber. So many things going on. You can go to their website at any given time at, it's livoniachamber.org. What is it again, Dan? The website.
Oh, livonia.org is our website. Yeah. Our meeting phone number is 734-427-2122. I'm also on Twitter, DJWest777. Feel free to give me a follow. I usually use my Twitter to inform people of events, of business trends, and things going on in Livonia.
And Livonia Chamber's on social media too.
Yeah, the Livonia Chamber of Commerce. We have our Facebook page and LinkedIn page. We do a series of videos, 10-minute videos. We call them vodcasts. to highlight businesses and matters going on in Livonia as well. That's available on our Facebook and LinkedIn pages. And that's another thing, Vanessa, that the pandemic taught us is that you have to connect people in different ways too. And actually, I remember when you're on our board, Vanessa, you said you got to get video out more. You got to connect.
Yeah.
A lot of people go to events. How do you connect with them? So we were talking about this before COVID hit. It hit. And now we have we do a pretty good job getting videos out there, letting people know what's going on in town.
Yeah, it's proven to be very fruitful. We have about 2 minutes left with you, Dan. What else do you want to share with our listeners here on It's Your Community?
I wish everyone a great upcoming school year. I hope, it looks like it'll be as fairly normal as possible. I watched my daughter play volleyball the other night. We had a great crowd at Livonia Stevenson High School against Belleville. They went 5 sets. It was a great match. A lot of people. We did some community mental health awareness as part of the event. And to me, I think that normalcy and that sense of community that I saw that night, we're all going to see going to the high school football games, going to the concerts, going to the various things that school communities bring together. That will help connect all of us. And I look forward to everyone hopefully feeling connected back to normal and to their community and to their friends and neighbors as they rekindle the school year.
Great, great last message there. Dan West from Livonia Chamber, thanks for joining us here on It's Your Community.
Thanks, Vanessa. Appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure. If any questions or comments or topics you want me to get to, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, you can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching and you can email me there. Or you can go to any of my social media platforms, Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. You can find me, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, on Twitter, LinkedIn, and on Instagram. And I'm happy to reply to any of your messages on any of the platforms. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.